The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. The new studios of KCNR 1460. As I turn myself down, I can even turn my own earphones down now. Is this great or what?
Okay, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
Don't what you think, Carl. Everybody needs to come by this morning.
You just have to drive by, wave at us.
We are in the studio, finally, the big studios, and I can't think. We can't thank Bob Belongeli and Ashley. Bob Belongeli and Ashley Estes enough for they were like the elves that said we woke up this morning and came in and I feel like I'm going to cry. It's so beautiful what they've done.
And they're not even finished yet.
We're in.
And there's Bob right behind us. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
So good.
Well, good morning.
Well, you know what? We can see you and you don't have to put up with us during the breaks.
It's like a real studio. I feel like a grown-up, like I've just gone off to college or something. I left the womb.
Welcome to Big Time.
We're into the PhD of radio. And now, you know what? And we're going to have FM up near next month. So, you know what? Sounds great.
Man.
Anyway.
This is huge.
Good morning, everybody.
How do you like your new microphone?
Oh, love. Nice. We have new microphones, new headphones.
We can control them right here.
Little color-coded knobs to be able to turn up the headphones. Oh, my gosh. And listen to the sound of this. I'm loving it. And you know what?
We
make this announcement now that we're in here that Armstrong and Getty are joining us? Because we all know that Laura Ingraham. Okay. Can you hear that every time I'm hitting the table? Because he was saying that.
Not as bad as I thought it was.
Okay.
Because Linda's in there pounding on the table.
So I am very excited. So forgive me if I'm talking like motor mouth fast today. Because, we had a tremendous weekend. But Armstrong and Getty, their people have been in touch with our people, and our people have been back in touch. And they said yes. And we are called.
Me.
Do you know that we're called the Ding? They call us the Ding.
The what?
The Ding.
The Ding.
They're going to be joining the Ding, like Redding, but they call us the Ding.
The Ding, is that what they said?
Hash the Ding.
Not Ding Bats, just Ding.
Just Ding. Ding Bats. Well, you know, people have asked, and we've mentioned it before, but Laura Ingraham, of course, is retiring from radio and concentrating on her TV show. So, you know, we thought, should we bring in another livid, angry person that's talking about politics
all the time.
I like her.
No, I like her.
But she wasn't like that all the time.
No.
But then we thought, you know, Armstrong and Getty, I've listened to them for a long time. A lot of people like them. A lot of people have talked to us about having them. And so we had the opportunity. They are actually starting to spread their wings also.
Timing, my dear.
And timing's everything. And I've seen some other questions asking about Nancy's show.
Okay. Yeah. So we are going to make that announcement. Let's just go ahead and do it right now because it's Monday and we're starting off. We only have just another week, just about 2 weeks, I think, before we go into the new year. So Patty Bay will be taking Nancy's place. And on the 27th, we have them both on the air as Nancy passes the torch after 10 years of the conscious living. And, of course, Dr. Patty Bay, who is an author and just a motivational speaker and a psychologist and just
family practice and all types of things, yeah.
And
she's going to expand her show,
too. She's going to be expanding. I'm so excited about that. And we have a couple other new shows in the lineup.
Well, on Thursday nights, we're getting ready to kick off North State Now, which will be you, the Enjoy magazine.
Dr. Orna.
Dr. Orna.
On Thursday. So every Thursday night will be a different subject matter.
Yeah, a new OBGYN.
From Shasta Regional, and then we have Michelle Slade will be doing the fourth Thursday, and she'll be talking about heroes. They may be national heroes, but it's going to be hero-related. So it could be heroes of the North State. My God, we know that we could spend a year and not go through all the heroes that have been uncovered and people that have come really the cream of the crop just came out.
I just saw a hero this morning, and they were talking about, of course, everybody, the evacuations have been raised in Paradise, so everybody can go home. But here was the hero I'm talking about. He's a waste management guy. who makes that, you know, it's like a six-hour tour through there, you know, up there in the areas. And he's going through, he's helping older people get their garage doors open when the electricity was out. So he was popping those open so they could get out of there. And then he found a 93-year-old lady who's kind of standing there. And here comes, and the fire's coming. So he puts her in the truck with him and takes her on back down to Chico. And then one of the other guys working there who knew her, because they know all the people along the route, says, I can't take her to a refugee shelter. Mm-hmm. So he takes her home, and she's been there now for over a month. She's 93. His family loves it. You know, she loves it. And this, these are two heroes that need to be, you know, need to be recognized for what they just did. One for saving people, literally, and the other one for taking a lady in who wasn't a member of his family, but she's been there over a month. And, you know, I don't know if you've been around. You know, I remember my grandmother came to stay with my wife and I one time. And she was like 92, and it's not easy, but this lady seems to be getting around pretty well. But the little kids that are there, or their son, was very, very happy. He looked happy. Everything was going on. And now we're watching traffic going by. And
just give you a weather update. It's currently 45 degrees in the day. Well, outside right now. Boy, did we have like storms over the weekend. But it looks like we're going to have a slight chance of showers overnight tonight with our lows of 43, right around where we are right now. And tomorrow and our highs will be, 53 and lows of 43. Tomorrow, tonight, calls for chance of rain with our lows of 44. You know what? I looked at this incorrectly. It said overnight. So it looks like our highs will be 53 and our lows of 44 on this Monday day. Tuesday calls for a high of 54 and a low of 44 with rain and mostly sunny on Wednesday with our high of 62 and our lows of 43. Thursday calls for a slight chance of rain with our highs of 58 and our lows of 42. And if we're looking towards the weekend, slight chance of rain on Friday, mostly sunny with 59. Saturday, slight chance of rain, mostly sunny with a high near 58. And Sunday, slight chance of rain, partly sunny with a high near 57. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. And by the way, I heard something on the news this morning about the UPS deadline date if you're going to get stuff to family members by Christmas, and it's in the next couple days.
Well, mine's going out today, the ones we haven't already sent. Ours are going out today. I hope, as soon as I get off the show. Remember, it's what's today. Today, of course, is December the 14th, and the news is brought to you by...
Today's not the 14th, darling.
Today's not the 14th. Today is the 17th.
Right.
I knew that. Today's the 17th, so really you have 8 more shopping days if you keep it around here. But you're right. Things have to be mailed out today.
Can we just say something quickly about what happened? And where's our clock? Okay, it's 7:12. Can we talk quickly about the fact that it was the 14th of 2009, December 14th, and Bob Belongi was here, and we kicked off our first
it's our birthday.
It's our birthday, and so that's why I think they worked so hard, because they were doggone it, they
on
were
the
determined.
Anniversary, you know what, that's what it was,
yeah,
right, Bob, hop
just,
into this.
It was
hop
so
in,
meaningful.
That was the date that got picked, because the pieces were falling into place, and I thought, how symbolic that on this 10th anniversary of the launch of the station, we moved you into the new studio.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, you're the man. And Ashley S. is our other producer. As you all know, Bob is going to be leaving us next year, early next year, like next month. Doesn't mean he's going to be gone forever. It means we can still have him do voiceovers, and then we can always have Bob here with us. But then Ashley's going to be taking a big part of this, and of course Jared and Sue. So it's, I mean, our family's staying together.
Our family is staying together. Even Bob's
though,
always going to be part of our family. Bob and Brenda.
Even though our strong son, right. Our right arm, will be kind of leaving. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Now, Linda, do you and I agree on everything?
No, we certainly don't. But who, you know, I mean, even best friends don't agree on everything. So,
but there's one thing. I really don't care what your opinion is. And that's how firm the mattress is. I just don't care. Why?
You're considerate, though, so don't say it like that.
Well,
you are considerate.
Okay, you're right. But if you tell me, I really think your mattress, I really think my mattress is too firm, then I hand you the remote and you go, and you set it, and your sleep number setting is 45, and you go, and then I take it, and I set mine for my sleep number setting to be 65. So see, here we are, sleeping together, loving it, but we don't have to
Compromise.
Yeah, compromise.
We're
on
not
that.
Compromising on this issue.
We compromise on so many other things, as married people do.
Well, it's been probably, I think we've had this bed now 7 years. And I have to say that it's been 7 enjoyable years to be able to sleep deeply, sleep well on our sleep number bed, and to be able to have, again, the dual controls. And, again, my sleep number setting, it varies. So I've been kind of sticking out there in the 65, 55. Last night I had it at 45, and we'll tell you about that in the next segment. So much happened over the weekend and all the good stuff that we've had going on. But one more thing about sleep number.
Well, right now you can get the newest Sleep Number 360 smart beds on sale. Special financing for 48 months on all beds with a Sleep Number credit card. Find out more at the Sleep Number store there in the Target Shopping Center.
And, again, we're waving at you here at 1326 Market Street in our brand new studios here on KCNR 1460.
Holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia.
Tis the season to light up the holidays. Let's do this.
Reading Kia has great sale prices on their award-winning lineup of SUVs. And with no payments until after the new year.
Wrap it, put a bow on it, and put that new all-wheel drive 2019 Kia Sorento under your tree.
That's a great idea.
You know, that winter driving can be a little tricky, but not in a super affordable 2019 Kia Sportage. It's all-wheel drive, and for those really challenging weather conditions, you can lock it into true four-wheel drive for extra traction and safety.
That's a really great idea.
You can do that in a Sorento, too.
And remember, every new Kia comes with America's best warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
So light up the holidays, make a great deal, and drive home happy with a new SUV from Reading Kia.
And as the marketing director for Reading Kia, I can assure you nobody does it better.
Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
The Light Up the Holiday sales event ends January 2nd, 2019.
They're the definition of Motown soul, and they're coming to Reading. The Temptations, Tuesday, January 18th at the Cascade Theater. Known for their rich harmonies and 30 top 10 hits, The Temptations will electrify you. The Temptations, January 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's the KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda.
Are you feeling
it? New studios, yeah.
It's so exciting. I just love it.
So, Ashley, this is one of our producers and construction of the new studio.
All right, let's talk about, let's just hear from you what the little elves did in the last 48 hours, what you've done to make this magic happen.
There was a lot of preparation ahead of time, a lot of running cables and that kind of thing that made tomorrow or yesterday's transition much easier. Clearly, I didn't get enough caffeine this morning. I got into the building just before 7 o'clock and a.m. And
I know because our alarm company called.
Sorry.
It's all right. It's so worth it. Oh, my God.
And then
the best gift ever.
Bob and I didn't leave here until about 9:15, 9:20 last night. So we had some shows in the morning, but after that, we were here pretty much nonstop, assembling things, getting all of the big pieces in order. So we had a lot of the cabling run ahead of time so that we can just sort of plug and play. It's a little more complicated than that, but we did have a lot of fun doing it, and it was definitely easier with two people, and Bob is fantastic at what he does, so we're very grateful for him.
And you're fantastic at what you do, too. Well, let's just share with our listeners here. Carl's looking. I think he's looking something up right now. But let's
looking on Facebook and seeing if things are on there that you guys already put on.
That's so cool. Let's share with our listeners that when we bought this FCC license 10 years ago, it was a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
So then
no, it was.
It was a piece. It was an FCC license. It
was a wrinkled piece of paper.
And we bought that, and then we had to, you know, put it in our names and go through the FCC in Washington and all those technicalities. Plus, we had to empty out a room because these at one time where we're located were all radio stations. Years ago, I think there were four.
Including an Oldsmobile V8.
Exactly. So we had to.
Exactly. And wait a minute. There was more to that. They also had an old gas pump in here.
Right.
A gas pump.
Well, the person that we bought the FCC license from used basically it as a closet. So we had to empty out that and then put together minds like Bob Belongi and Jim Bramer and who was the other?
Computer Smith.
Computer
was in
Smith.
Here.
So we had to assemble equipment. They assembled equipment. And we got a team together. And what was it like for us to be able to call and get shows? So we're dealing with people getting shows like Laura Ingraham. We had different shows at that point, and things change with shows joining other networks and that kind of thing. Yeah. But
our lineup here is after 10 years, we've got more. One of the things that we had at the beginning, and it was, was 10 years ago. At the beginning, we had a lot of local shows, which we've still maintained. A lot of them have been with us the whole time. One of them, Nancy Sutton Pierce, will be leaving because she's gotten so involved in her work that she's spending a lot of time in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, look, she says, I love the show, but I don't have enough time and I don't want to, I don't want to spend, I don't want to run reruns.
Nice.
So
she's doing podcasts.
On a completely different subjects, but she's been with us from the beginning.
Right.
Trudy Pratt, Dr. Pratt was with us for 3 or 4 years, and then Maria Salas after that.
And Bob and Brenda Belongi.
Bob and Brenda have been with us in the beginning with a great show called Boomer Tech.
We're going to replace that, unfortunately, because they'll be in Oregon.
With another tech show.
Right.
Bob handpicked it.
Right.
And it's called Tech Guy.
For those of you who are technically oriented, if you remember the TV show Screensavers that was on Tech TV for many, many years, Leo Laporte, arguably one of the best tech people, and he explains it in such a way that it's easy to understand. So Leo Laporte will be gracing our airwaves for 3 hours on Saturday.
Yay.
If you and again, if you're just out or you're driving, if you get ready to drive to work here soon, you can just drive by the station and honk at us, and we'll wave back, and you can wave at us, preferably all your fingers.
There are places up front. Pop in and say hello. We'd love to put you on and say hey. How long have you been listening to us? And many of you have been with us since the very beginning. And what that was like was, Carl, both Bob and Carl. I've never known Carl and. All the years we've been married, Carl's been sick maybe once, and one of those days would have been the day before launching.
The
day before launching.
Wow.
He was so sick, and Bob had the swine flu. So it was just the, you know, it was just one of those, you can just imagine what that was like. And there was the crickle of the, and we hit. There we had Senator Johansson on, we had LaMalfa on, they all called and came forward. And didn't we just have like a very special, we felt like, okay, this is what we're supposed to be doing. And so here it is this year late, these 10 years later.
Starting our 10th year.
We have our angels here, which is Ashley and Bob, that diligently worked so that we could kick it off.
We're kicking Bob out in like a month and a half.
Well, you know, something too is that the people we've had with us for a long time, Bob Martin was with us for several years. Diane, who is the one that keeps the office running, making sure everything's going, Diane Hawks. But we've, you know, really, it's been kind of a small crew.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what we've gone through with Savannah and several others. Of course, now Jennifer is our salesperson. Mm-hmm. We started out with Tammy, and we've had Molly, and you know, and Santos. So there's been, you know, 10 years.
Don't forget our sports guy.
And our sports, Connor Sutton. Well, but also,
I know, I'm totally.
I can't think of his name.
I know, I totally, and he was just.
Isn't that horrible?
I just texted or whatever, you know, liked or something. Oh my God, he was such a little spitfire. He got in trouble
he's
all the time.
He's actually working
He opened our sports section, so the Colt 45s and the football and the baseball. Nate Abarea. Thank you, Nate.
Yeah. This is what happens with age.
Well, this is what happens when you've got when your brain's filled up. Nate Abarea, and Nate's the one that, you know, that started Colt 45s, and he started high school football, and he started all these things. He said, we can do this, and we said no to him like three times.
Right.
And then, okay, Nate. And then Nate, you know, used to thoroughly irritate me. At least once a month. And one time to the point I left him someplace.
Yeah, you did.
I just left him. I said, get out of my car. It was on the other side of Shasta Dam. Get out of the truck. He goes, no, I'm really sorry I said that. I don't care. Get out of the truck. But there was also...
I think he was bashing the military, and he was like, you don't do that to a colonel.
At that point, you deserve it.
He was saying something about, you know, killing and all this stuff. And I just looked at him. I said, that's enough. Out. And
he was mea culpa for us.
Yeah, he was. He was, and he still apologizes. It's been like 5 years. And I said, I said to him later on, you know, that week, Nate, I'm letting it go. You let it go.
Touched you to the bone.
Anyway, yeah, but he ends up having to catch a ride home with you and
didn't
the
talk
the
whole
crew.
Way home, the whole way back. He said, it felt like a child in the back seat, and I treated him as such. But anyway.
But you know what, so, Nate?
You mean
Nate,
he wasn't curled up in terror in a fetal ball because Linda was driving? I've been in Linda's car.
I am a very good driver, ladies and gentlemen.
While they were still there on Northern Lights Energy, I drove into your car one time, and they were running. And I said, what's going on? Oh, we thought it was Linda coming in. And when she comes in, you know, it's just kind of like she comes to a sliding halt in front of one of
them. I come in hot. I do.
You know, and they said, we thought it was her, so we thought we'd just get out of the way because there's some gravel on the ground today.
I'm a very purposeful driver, but I am safe, and I do, you know, besides a couple red light tickets from mud.
From rolling through. On the right hand side.
But let's get on a really, let's go back into, again, here it is 10 years later. And we feel so blessed. I mean, I have to tell you, okay, I just want to say something about feeling blessed. And it's not like I'm bringing this all back so that I can talk about me. But last night I had the wonderful opportunity to sing on the Cascade stage. Do we have a caller?
I think it's a scheduled call.
Eric with Under the Street Lamps calling.
Oh, my goodness,
He's on it. He's going to be on at 7:30. So what we'll do is we'll take a quick break now. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for well over 25 years. You know what? Voted best in the North State, and there's a reason they are the best in the North State. They can work on any type of heating and cooling systems. They work on our HVAC systems at our home and have been just simply great. Give them a call, 221-2642, or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air. One of the people that's been with us a long time. We think the world of them also. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Under the Street Lamp, which is Under the Street Lamp.
Under the Street Lamp is going to be a show that's going to be the 22nd at the Civic, and these are the guys that were in Jersey Boys. You guys, I can't wait to talk to our next guest. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil. The choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at trueliferedding.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Don't close my eyes. I don't fall asleep, cause I miss you, baby.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. Soon to be 1460 and 96.5 in our new studios, celebrating the beginning of our 10th year here at KCNR. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Find out how Cornerstone Community Bank invites you to experience how they are moving local dreams forward. Visit online at bankcornerstone.com.
We have a very special show coming up December 22nd. It's called Under the Street Lamp. Four of the gentlemen in the show, the stars, are from the Broadway sensation, Jersey Boys. And on the phone with us is one of those very special stars, Eric Guttman. Am I saying your last name right, sir?
You're saying it right. Thank you so much.
Well, good morning, and where are you now? It sounds like you're driving.
No, I am happily at home for 3 days before our next round of tours. I'm in Detroit, Michigan.
Okay, in your home. I would love to share with our listeners more about you and that you have performed close to 1,200 shows in six different roles.
Yep.
In so many off-Broadway shows. And let's talk a little bit about your – I'd love to talk about Eric Guttman's history. So how did you get to New York and Broadway? And let's talk about your audition process before you actually got cast as one of the leads in Jersey Boy.
Well, quite some time ago, I auditioned for the show when it was having an open call in Chicago. I called in sick to work, and I went to the audition. And then I had to call in sick to work the next day because I got a call back. And then 3 weeks later, I had to call in sick to work because they needed me to fly to New York to have the final call back in front of all the creative staff and Frankie Valli and Bob Gaudio. And a short time later, I found out I was cast on the national tour. So I launched the national tour back in 2006, 2007, and then I was the first Broadway replacement of the original cast. So I did that for a year, and then Chicago for about 6 months or so, and then back on the road for a little while.
Wow.
Well, tell us about the Eric. Tell us about the Under the Street Lamp.
Yes. So Under the Street Lamp was originally formed by the leading members of Jersey Boys in the Chicago company, but once that show ended, we really didn't want our time with, you know, the fans of this amazing music and certainly not the music itself. So we formed this group, and it started, you know, just doing small Italian festivals and private events and corporate events. And then it blossomed to some theaters within the greater Chicago area and then kind of outside of the Midwest. And now it's gone national. We've had a beautiful relationship for 6 years with public television. We've done three live concert specials. And the success of that has really propelled us to be a national act.
Well, we're very excited about having you here in Reading, December 22nd. I want to encourage all of our listeners to get your tickets because they are selling fast. And we want to make sure that we have this great love of our, you know, our theater audience here in the North State that shows these wonderful artists how grateful we are because, you know, you are living and breathing a great music of that's so in the American Songbook and also in such our history of, like, you know, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons and Under the Street Lamp. Talk to us about maybe like a little bit about how you pick out your set list.
You know, the great thing is, you know, when we were in Jersey Boys, we lived, breathed, and slept Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. And then when we formed Under the Street Lamp and we started getting into the catalog of the 50s and 60s, we felt so lucky because we were never running short of amazing music. And so what we've done year after year is just find some of the best songs of this era and stay as true to the original as we can, but put in our own spin on it. You know, we like to say that we stand on the shoulders of these icons just to try to continue to breathe life into these songs. And we're very, very fortunate to have been able to do it so far for 7 years.
Well, also, you tour with your own one-man show, From Broadway to Obscurity. And, you know, it just shows in your bio and the pictures that you love what you do.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to. And very honestly, even on those long travel days and getting up very, very early and making those long drives, we are feeding off the energy of these audiences, and no matter where we've been traveling, coast to coast, the audiences have just been jumping to their feet. The energy that they have, it feeds into us, and we feed to them, and it's just beautiful. And like I said, to see, and then to go at the end of the show when we're, you know, near the merchandise line, signing autographs and shaking hands and taking pictures, just to see people that, you know, that are in their older years that say to us, you know what, I usually have pains in my legs, and for 2 hours I couldn't stop dancing. Or we will see sometimes three, sometimes four generations all together where they're all coming to our concert to enjoy the love of this music in this era.
Okay, so I was waiting for Carl. Carl was posing a question, and so when you are putting together, it shows that in your bio, too, that not only have you played every part, you've also been like one of the leading musicians as well. So currently on this tour, what position will you, you know, like what part are you, where are you?
We like to say that there's four of us singing, and we like to say we're one of the singers. We all have our time to shine. You know, very honestly, I mean, our ranges are kind of all over the place. I do tend to sing some of the lower stuff, but then all of a sudden I'll get to a song and I'm singing the highest stuff, or I'll sing the lead. We all get a chance to shine. We all get a chance to back up our brothers on stage. And that's what also makes it such a wonderful concert, is you really get a sense of who we are as individuals. And honestly, other people enjoy it also because they see how much we're having fun on stage. We're joking around and we're teasing each other, and yet when it's time to sing one of these songs, we're right on. We're ready to go.
We're talking about Under the Street Lamp
with Eric Goodman. And Eric has been doing things since his grandparents bought him his first guitar at age 9, living in Michigan, but is touring all over the United States. Has been a member of the Jersey Boys in that famous musical, the Tony and Grammy winning musical, and now he had his own show, which is, you know, from Broadway to obscurity. I don't know, for some reason, one-man show, you won a bunch of awards with that. And I don't know, Eric, I mean, did you come up with that? Did you come up with the title?
I did. I actually came up with the title before I even came up with the show. It was just one of those titles that kind of stuck with me. Look, moving, you know, being on Broadway, touring the country in one of the biggest shows, you know, in a decade, and then moving back to the suburbs of Detroit, it kind of puts you in a very humbling place. And so that's why I called it From Broadway to Obscurity.
Yeah, but you know what? But you took that from going from Broadway to kind of like, oh, okay, I'm not working as much as I did before. But then you made that, you know, we talk about making that a success. Mm-hmm. So, I think it all comes back to is your tenacity in the business. You know, this is a tough business.
It's the toughest business. I've been very, very lucky. And I feel very blessed that I've been now with Under the Street Lamp for almost 2 years, and we are, you know, we're going all over the country, just bringing joy to people, and it's really just been a real treat.
And again, you'll be here in Reading at the Civic, December 22nd. We will see you. We'll be in the audience. We're encouraging all of our listeners now that are driving to work, driving their kids to school, and so on and so forth, to buy tickets to see Under the Street Lamp. You've been listening to Eric Gutman, who is one of the stars of Under the Street Lamp. Again, a former star of Jersey Boys. And I just had, by the way, side note, had a couple girlfriends that were in New York first part of December, and they've seen Jersey Boys maybe 3 times but had to go again. So a lot of that same feel, I'm getting the vibe that a lot of the same feel is going to be in Under the Street Lamp, with that kind of harmony and that energy. It's a holiday show?
Yeah, so right now we're touring in support of our new holiday album, Hip to the Holidays. So we're doing almost every song on our album, but we are still doing some of kind of what we like to call our greatest hits of the 50s and 60s. So you'll hear a ton of holiday stuff to get you in the mood right before Christmas, as well as some of those fantastic songs from Del Shannon and Dion, Beach Boys, and of course the Four Seasons.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Eric, for giving us a call. And again, we encourage our listeners to go and buy tickets to Under the Street Lamp.
That's right. Can't wait to
thank
see it.
So
can't wait to
time,
see
guys.
It. You bet. Thank you. We'll see you soon. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Only Jeff Wurst, a veteran with this, a veteran-owned business, is truly from the old school. He works on these windshields, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. He fixes it, then he guarantees it. Don't fool around with family safety at any time, but especially during this time. You're not going to be disappointed by going down there and having your windshield fixed by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair at 3208 South Market Street, or give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. That's Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 17th of December, 2018. It's going to go up to 43 today, or it's 43 right now, and it'll go up to about, 55 today.
Real people, real winners. As the year winds down, let's go out in style. Cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Riding in Style Swipe to Win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Win free slot play, prizes, or a 2019 Cadillac XT4 Luxury Edition crossover from Taylor Motors. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn 4 times entries on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Weekly drawings on Mondays at 8 p.m. give you the chance to win $125 in slot play. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new 2019 Cadillac XT4. Cadillac, confidence by design. We have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long increase your chances. Head down to Wind River and play our Riding in Style promotion, where you could win a Cadillac XT4. Final drawing Monday, December 31st at 8 p.m. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600. License number 0D09479.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitors' in-store price and invite you to check out sales going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bond. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, right here. You know what? They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Let's talk about Four Winds Jewelry for a second. One of the only full-service jewelry stores in Redding, and they're having their big birthday celebration.
Did I show you I went in there the other day on Friday?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I didn't tell you that.
No, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
But you know what? There was a gosh, I had this feeling. I had this shivering in my body on Friday. So I know Leonard's in there probably helping out, isn't he?
He's in there. Yes, he is. He's helping out. And he says, gosh, I'm not getting any sleep. What about retirement? No retirement. Anyway, December is your anniversary sale. We understand that because December's our anniversary as well here on the station. They've been with us since day one. We really appreciate all that they've done. They've been so involved in also helping to restore anything from the car fire that was burnt or damaged. It is your anniversary sale, so go in and, like I said, shop local, stay local. Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive.
Okay. Some of the things that are happening around here. You know, we mentioned about the hero, about, you know, the heroes up there in paradise. Here's something that happened. It just kind of really irritated me. In Philadelphia, Antifa, when they had a We the People or something like that march, Antifa, of course, shows up with other thugs and all this. And Marine reservists were there. And they were in uniform. And they were walking around looking at all the, you know, wonderful sights in Philadelphia. And they get surrounded by a herd of Antifa who start saying to them, are you Proud Boys? Are you part of those Proud Boys? Because they're so stupid. They're so stupid, Antifa is, that they don't recognize a Marine uniform because this is the kind of people they are. And they don't reckon, and they're going, but they, and one of them goes, a what? And they didn't even know what Proud Boys were. They were young. And one of them was Hispanic. And so immediately they start getting attacked by these 10 or 12 thugs. And they're yelling at them. They're calling them racially charged names and all these things, and hitting them and beating them. Enough so that when they had to go to the hospital, the Marines did. And so they arrested two of these guys, and they got them in there. And their lawyer says, "Well, it was just a little bit of a tussle." And the judge goes, "A tussle? When people have to go to the hospital, it's not a tussle." But here's my thing is, it's got photos of them. I put it on Facebook today so you can take a look at these jerks. I'm just wondering if they would have been that brave if the odds had been, you know, even instead of six to one. What if it had just been 1-1? You think the Antifa thugs would have attacked? I don't think so. In fact, I just kind of wish is that when these two guys, and they're probably out of jail already, just need to be confronted, I guess. Maybe I shouldn't say that. But if they were confronted by, you know, a couple Marines one-on-one, just see how good they are. But no, this is where we've gotten to when the far left, the anarchists, will attack two Marines in uniform. They're there for the weekend just looking at the sights in Philadelphia. Imagine that. Okay. Moving on, that does offend me. But if you look at our Facebook page, Free Fire Radio, you'll see them in the whole story. Now, who's Maroon 5?
Maroon 5 is a band, and that is Adam Levine. Adam Levine from The Voice, you will see him, but he sings in a very high falsetto. They've been around, I think they're probably 15 years now, 10, 15 years.
Would you say they're a well-known band?
Yes.
And they're famous. Well, right now, they are the only artists that have signed up to play at the Super Bowl at the halftime show. It appears that many of the African-American artists will not sign, and others will not sign because Colin Kaepernick hasn't been signed by an NFL team. So they are boycotting it. It's interesting because I just don't think the NFL is going to sign him right now. He's suing him because he's saying, you didn't sign me, and it was collusion on your part. You know what? I'm not sure if it was collusion, but it could just be is that we just don't need what you have, Colin. And it's not just your ability to throw a football, which had declined a lot over the past few years. But the fact is we just don't need what you bring. And I when does it become a part where if a business doesn't want to hire somebody, how can, you know, just because people say, oh, no, you should hire him. We got that at one time. Somebody told me, oh, you should hire this person. And I said, no. I said, if you want him hired, why don't you hire him? Well, they didn't like that at all. So here's my question is okay, when does it happen? When does it become the norm that people can try to force a business to hire somebody that they don't want, that they don't need, that they think will be a detriment to their company? Why is that right? Why would that happen? So I have a feeling, though, that in the Super Bowl and a number of people are watching, I think they'll probably be able to find a couple more bands that will come out there. Maybe they need to ask the right bands. Now, Reading. Gosh, do I have enough time for this? Yeah, I do. Reading is being sued.
Oh, boy.
Also, the state of California, from locals, homeowners, and a couple of developers. And Duke and Barr is their lawyer. And what they're saying is they are suing the Caltrans because they did not keep the roadway in the area off the roadway clear of debris and clear of trees and tinder fuel that caused the fire to start and then get a start. And then they are suing Reading because Reading did not clear the areas in accordance with their own foliage removal plan of 2014. And the one that was going to be done in 2018 was, I think, rescinded by the city council in the last few weeks. So what's going on is that when this thing happened, when the car fire started, somebody brought me in that piece of paper about the clearing of foliage in this whole area. And when I asked the city council members about that, their answer was this: yes, but it was something that if we had money to do, and we just didn't have money to do it. Well, now Dugan Barr, it looks like Dugan is the lead lawyer on it, and you know that Dugan Barr is a pretty good lawyer. And so he's representing homeowners and the developers on this. It'll be interesting because what are they looking for? Are they looking because they didn't get enough of their insurance money that the development burnt down before they could get their money back? I can understand that. But what about homeowners? Is it because the homeowners' insurance wasn't going to cover what it would take to rebuild their homes?
I think that we're just not even close to seeing what kind of backlash and effect the fires are going to have in the trickle down. This suit being one of them that we're going to be seeing here in the next 4 to 5 years.
I think you're right. I think we're going to see, the fact is that there's going to be more than one suit coming through here. And especially in the campfire, if they, you know, you already see it. How many different ads do you see from lawyers saying is that, oh, PG&E was, this was PG&E's fault, and get a hold of us to be part of a class action suit. Well, this one right here that Dugan Barr has, I believe, is a class action suit too. For both Caltrans and for the city. But the one up in the campfire, this one was when they were really trying to really blame it on the actions or the inactions of PG&E, and that when it sparked, it started the fire, which started which burnt 17,000 buildings out there.
Well, I think we're going to take an early break here, and we're going to come.
Well, it's going to be hard to do that since it's the top of the hour.
Oh.
At 8 o'clock, so we can only go till then.
Well, I've got all kinds of wonderful information I want to share, and I'm sure you do too. Should we do a love to one of our sponsors? Because we've got so much on this Monday morning with the new kickoff of our station. It's very exciting.
Well, you know, one thing I did want to talk about was that the federal judge ruled that Obamacare is unconstitutional. And this, of course, has caused all types of consternation throughout the United States. But as others have said, that the judge did not put an injunction on it, which means if she puts an injunction on Obamacare, that everything ceases. She did not do that. And, of course, there's going to be an appeal. So we'll see what happens with this. But for sure it's going to go to the Supreme Court. What, you know, is the tax part of it ruling? Is the tax part ruling fair? And that's what she was going for. You can't just have part of it as being fair and the other part isn't. Pre-existing conditions, the fact is that the healthy pay the same as elderly do. So all of this is considered part of the unfair part on this. Anyway, yeah, we can. You know, home helpers is in that time, at the time of the month, that or that time of the year that you're looking for something that's going to go on for next year. And it's going to happen with somebody like Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Every one of her people are background checked. They're all trained. They're all bonded and insured. And she's there for you, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350. We'll be right back after the news.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is refusing to budge on his demand for $5 billion to build a border wall. Here's correspondent Greg Cluxton.
With the threat of a partial government shutdown looming, the White House is holding firm to the president's request for border wall funding. Senior advisor Stephen Miller says the administration will do whatever is necessary, echoing the president's statement last week that he would be proud to have a shutdown if Congress doesn't approve the money. Mr. Trump tweets that it's time for greater safety and control at the border. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president says federal judges ruling last week that the Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional is another approach to repeal and replace.
On the assumption that the Supreme Court upholds, we will get great, great health care for our people. We'll have to sit down with the Democrats to do it, but I'm sure they want to do it also.
Meanwhile, healthcare stocks have been leading major U.S. indexes lower in early trading on Wall Street because of that ruling last week. Hospital operators and insurers that would stand to lose if the laws weakened or overturned took some of the biggest losses early on. Supporters of British Prime Minister Theresa May have dampened suggestions there should be a second referendum on Brexit, but former Home Secretary Amber Rudd would like to see a vote in Parliament to see where everybody stands.
We need to find out where the will of Parliament is, where the majority of MPs will vote in Parliament, and nothing should be off the table. We should consider all options.
In Washington, meanwhile, a new report prepared for the Senate shows just how extensive Russian meddling in U.S. politics really is.
A couple of the key findings. The meddling used several major social media platforms. It was much more extensive than originally thought, and it continues to this day. The study also found that when the U.S. government started looking at Facebook and Twitter, the Russians shifted much of their activity to Instagram.
That report from Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
The U.S. military says it's carried out 6 airstrikes in a region, Somalia, that was home to Al-Shabaab terrorists, killing more than 60.
The U.S. military's Africa Command said it carried out 4 strikes on December the 15th, in which 34 people were killed and 2 more on December 16th, which killed 28. The command went on to say that no civilians were injured or killed in the attacks. All 6 strikes were carried out in close coordination with Somalia's government.
As correspondent Karen Chamis reported, hours before a little 7-year-old Guatemalan girl became ill and died last week in U.S. custody, her father signed a form that stated his daughter was in good health. That raises questions as to whether the father really understood what he was signing. The form was written in English and was read to him in Spanish by Border Patrol agents. But it turns out the father's native language is a Mayan dialect, and that border agents are increasingly encountering more illegal immigrants who speak neither English nor Spanish. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A dog thrown from a moving vehicle on a New York highway.
They're calling the dog Trooper. He's a beagle mix about 6 to 8 years old. State police in Cortland County say a trucker witnessed someone throw Trooper and Adam, another beagle mix who's about a year old, out of a window of a dirty, rusted Dodge Durango.
That's correspondent Julie Walker, who says police are looking for the culprit. A zoo in northwest England says insects, frogs, fish, and small birds all perished in a fire that broke out at an enclosure devoted to exotic tropical habitats. The Chester Zoo's chief operating officer, Jamie Christen.
We are absolutely devastated by the fire that took hold in the building that's behind us here on islands, known as Monsoon Forest. What I will say, though, is that we've been absolutely overwhelmed by the support.
Better news for some of the larger animals. Keepers were able to save all the mammal species, including critically endangered Sumatran orangutans and Sulawesi macaques, to safety. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. I guess I should say Linda and Carl Bott. Here it is, 8:05 and 30 seconds on this beautiful Monday. Well, it's beautiful in the sense that the sun's kind of coming up on December 17th, 2018. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Enhanced walk-in humidor, great customer service. You know what? It's great people down there, and be looking for some presents right down there. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Very excited to be in our new studios this morning. Come by and see us at 1326 Market Street. We've got so much to be grateful for here. I'm going to do a quick read of the weather.
And we'll get to Sally right after that.
Currently 45 degrees. We're going to have a coarse chance of rain with our lows of 44 and our highs of 53. Tuesday calls for our highs of 54. Rain likely on both days. Tuesday, Wednesday, mostly sunny on Wednesday, and Thursday calls for a slight chance of rain again with our highs of 58 and our lows of 42. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And now let's go to our phones with Sally. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning. What's going on tonight?
Good morning. Tonight we are having our ugly sweater Christmas party. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I invite people to come on out, whether you have an ugly sweater or not. You'll enjoy the festivities. We've got some entertainment by Lady Janet and the Jeffersonettes going to entertain us for a few minutes. And then we have a big surprise at the end, which I shall not divulge.
What is it? Lady what?
Lady Janet and the Jeffersonettes.
Jeffersonettes. Oh, yes. I can't wait. You know what? You need to put this one online. Put that picture online. I can't wait. It's not Terry's not up in a tutu, is he?
My goodness.
No, but he is involved.
Oh,
yes, he is involved.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
So it should be a fun night. We invite people to come on out tonight. Starts at 6 o'clock. And it's at 2570 South Bonnie View Road.
It looks like a church.
Yes, it does look very much like a church.
Now, Sally, I must caution you to be careful.
Yes.
Because last night there was a ugly sweater contest at where we were, and I finished first, and I hadn't even entered. They pulled me out of the crowd and said, "You win." And I'm like, "But this is one of my favorite sweaters." So make sure that they're entered before before you award the sweater thing, okay?
All right, Sally. Thanks.
Oh, I hope some pictures surface
of
that.
I hope so. Well, we're going to talk about that but in a little bit here. But thanks so much for your call. And, again, tonight.
Thank you, you too.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
This is the
Christmas.
Last meeting for this year.
Okay.
So we'll see everybody back on the 7th of January, 2019.
Thank you. Wow.
All right.
Gosh.
Right.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sal.
Right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Speaking of ugly sweater contests, last night, I started to say this, and then we had, of course, Eric Gutman call in from Under the Street Lamp, and we're really trying to promote that show on the 22nd of December. And if you, again, if you're thinking of, what do I get? I don't know what to do. They've got everything, or they've got nothing, or they're trying to figure out what to do. Go and get tickets because you can have stuff, but when you have memories, It's just really wonderful to see shows at our wonderful theaters here, the Civic. And last night was a Christmas story that every year, the Cascade. Now, we're switching gears to the Cascade now. They do a Christmas.
They just started something here in the last couple of years.
Right.
Where they have a movie, a famous movie for the Christmas. And they invite people in. And last year it was with Jimmy Stewart. And
well, It's a Wonderful Life.
It was a Wonderful Life was last year. And it was, one, you know, it was full.
Then they, you know, pick out some, like, you know, Home Alone is a Christmas music too, a Christmas show too. But they'll pick something out. So last night was A Christmas Story. And I was asked if I would put together my group and we would perform this time on stage, because they did a volunteer appreciation. So the volunteer appreciation, all those people that are ushers and that work in the bar upstairs and downstairs and the vending, those are all volunteers. They don't get paid for that. So last night was at 5 o'clock was the volunteer appreciation, and then they had the public come in and they were doing an ugly sweater contest after I got off stage. And I just have to say that it was so wonderful. My heart feels scrubbed. I was telling Carl, I said, that just really shifted something for me, because we've gone through so much, you know, these last 3 months, haven't we, Carl? I mean, I'm not saying we, but we as a people, we as a community.
We as a community up here in Northern California are starting in July with these fires, and so much destroyed, so much, people killed. I mean, this is just, it's a community goes through this. Probably, once every 100 years, maybe something as bad as this, and the community has pulled together, has raised more money. It's the third most generous community in California. And you think about that, in California, the third most generous community, but per capita,
I think it's in the United
right
States.
Right here, and what.
Because they had Colorado Springs is number
you're
one.
Right, you're right. In the whole United States.
Which is amazing.
No, you're absolutely right. And so that tells you something about our people and who we are and what's going on. But it is still a lot of unhappiness. A lot of people kind of like taking a deep breath. Like last night, Cleveland Bonet played with you. Mm-hmm. And he was your keyboard guy. Lost his house, all his stuff. And so did his mother-in-law, living next door to him, lost all her stuff. And all he could talk about, you ready? All he could talk about was how people stood up to help. The McConnells offering their home. You know, they were going to be out of town for 2 or 3 months, offered their home to the Bonet family, which really helped them to be able to move in there. And then people doing GoFundMes and other people bringing in, just bringing him stuff. He says he was just truly, truly, you know, amazed. Not amazed. He shouldn't be amazed, because they're really great people. And so, but he was truly touched, I guess is the right word, by so many people that wanted to help.
But here's how it hit you in a different way. Twice. I texted him and I said, do you have, you know, my Christmas book? You know, because usually I've got my players and they'll have my music. And he goes, no, it burned in the fire. Oh, God. Just hit me. And then he calls me yesterday, I'm assuming you want like black slacks and a white shirt. I said, yeah, bring either a red tie or a black tie. I don't have either anymore. I'm just like, oh my God. You know, you just forget when you are used to grabbing something. You think about, okay, like, you know, my mind goes to when an artist had lost their paintings and all their brushes and the things that they collected. The same thing goes on with a writer or a musician or somebody who sews or tools, you know, tools, the things that you're passionate about, your hobby, your profession, that those things, years and years and years of accumulation of sheet music, of arrangements, poof. And it just made me, anyway, so my point is bringing it around was I got to sing on the Cascade, Oh Holy Night, Martinis with Santa, stuff that I haven't sung in a long time. And I, you know, it's been a year, but it just, my heart was scrubbed clean last night. I just had this feeling of like, being at the Cascade and thinking about how that has been revived, and that we're in the we have no idea who's standing next to us, what they've been through. The people, how many people that were there last night that were touched, we all have been touched by the fires, but how many people like Cleveland lost everything, but have gained so much, but have lost everything. So anyway, that's what transpired last night. And I just have to, you know, say that it was just a really the best Christmas moment for me.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We got Ashley in here. Can we wait, or do you need to come on now? Or can you wait till after the break? She's going to wait till after the break. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at State Farm Insurance. Jeff Avery, located at 1822 Bonaventura Boulevard. He and his staff are there available 24 hours a day because they've found out that life doesn't only run from Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. State Farm Insurance. They support many youth and veteran organizations. They care about our community, and they care about you. We'll be right back after these messages with Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It is currently 43 degrees, and with a high today of about 63. We'll be right back.
Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Sail into 2019 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Purchase your New Year's Eve bash tickets now. This party kicks off December 31st at 7:30, featuring DJ Chris, mixing it up for headlining act Hill Street Band, performing dance music from the 70s to present day, so you can dance the night away. Dinner, dancing, and drink specials. Tickets $50 per person includes a buffet dinner, dessert, a bottle of champagne per couple, and $5 free slot play. VIP is only $250 per couple, including a delicious buffet. Dinner, dessert, a bottle of champagne per couple at midnight, $20 free slot play, and a room at our very own Wind River Resort and Casino Hotel. No need to travel. Lots of fun giveaways and a chance to win a fabulous Baja Cruise. This event sells out fast. Reserve your tickets online at windriver.com or at the River Club. For details on Wind River Resort and Casino's signature New Year's Eve bash, download the Wind River app, offering a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. It's better at the River.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 9600.
Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Redding shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricara is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricara upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time? time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Rakar Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Rakar's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Reading, 223-1970, online at Hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. The new studio of KCNR 1460, right here in downtown Reading, the epicenter of change, and we are right there at the epicenter of change, as is River Commons Senior Living. They brought the cruise ship into Reading. That's right, at 301 Hartnell Avenue. They've got a gourmet chef. They have activity director. They have all types of things that you go ashore and you have a great time during the day, and you come back that evening for great meals. You don't have to clean up. You don't have to cut the grass. You don't have to do any of that stuff. That's why it's River Commons Senior Living, the party place. Give them a call at 238-5981. Talk to Captain Brian and set up a time to go and have lunch and then be able to talk to people. Have a tour there. You're not going to be sorry. River Commons Senior Living, located at 301 Hartnell Avenue.
Ashley came in at the break and was telling us that when we were talking about the fact that Reading was number three in generous generous communities, that would have been it was a GoFund account, like
a survey
by GoFundMe, and so again Reading was number three nationwide for giving.
Well, you know what, and here's, forgive me everybody, this is our first day in our new studio. And I'm like a little kid because, first of all, I got all new stuff here. And I got stuff here in front of me, seeing what the temperature is outside, and what time it is. But I end up going and I look out the window like a child.
Like I did when I was in school.
Don't ever put me by the window. I think my parents said, don't put him by the window, because if he is. And when I went to college, I could sit where I wanted to. And where did I sit?
By the window.
Yeah. Especially in that one class. I was in a math class in college. It was me, one other guy, and 32 women in this class. Me, another guy, and 32 women in this math class. And I'm thinking to myself, first of all, 32 women in a math class. And I thought, I wish it was 32 women and just one guy, because I did not want to take another math class. And was just lucky, just blessed that we had take-home test. Otherwise, because one of the women, I paid to be a tutor for me. And she would end up, you know, taking me through the test, holding my hand here. Now, this is, okay, do you understand this? Oh, I do. I understood it right there at that moment, just kind of like you do, honey, when you say to me, honey, I mean it when I say it.
I meant it at that moment.
I meant it. I really did mean it. I meant it. But that was then, and this is now. So, anyway, so now I'm looking out the window, and I'm looking at the cars going by and people. And,
oh, boy.
You know, this is, you know, oh, especially the guy who came in, showed us his belly, and kept going. I thought that was kind of cute.
Hey, do you want to hear about the five things you need to know today? It's kind of heavy. You know, five things.
I'm not sure how heavy it can be today.
Well, it's the top things that whenever I type in five things you must need to know before you head out that are kind of like world headline things. Do you want to know about it?
Okay. Of course.
First of all, number one is the White House. It's bound to be another exhausting week. Over the weekend, President Trump lashed out at the ongoing Mueller investigation, calling it a scam and characterizing a rape.
Is anybody getting tired of this? And now you hear him saying things like that Flynn, or that Mueller set Flynn up. They already knew the answers. They sent people over to him. A judge is starting to question this. They're starting to see this. They already knew what the answers were when they asked him the questions, and so they asked him the questions in such a way that they could get him for lying. Now, this is what, you know, this is what some of the people are saying. I'm not saying Flynn is totally clean on this, because I don't know. Does anybody know? He pled guilty. He pled guilty because, hey, look, we're going to give you this, no jail time, and blah, 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 blah. And the thing is here's a guy that gave 32 years of his life to our country and never had that problem, And then all of a sudden this happens. Now, the other thing, too, is it wasn't this whole thing was about Trump and collusion with Russia. I think, has that gone by the wayside? Is anybody else seeing that anywhere? Or now they're saying, oh, you know what, we're going to investigate his finances. This is what the Dems saying. Well, excuse me. Where were you when Clinton was doing all this stuff and you were fighting like hell to keep him from being impeached for lying in front of Congress, lying under oath, and having an affair in the Oval Office? Come on. You know what? Where, you know, the lack of fairness, the lack of this never ceases to amaze me in politics for either side.
And also, Chief of Staff John Kelly, Trump is going to replace him at the end of the year. So basically, your office may be quiet as everyone gets ready for the holidays. But we know that the Oval Office is not.
Well, the Oval Office. You know, people need to recognize that Trump's done a lot of things for this country. And then you take a look at people, and he's doing it within his own party. People say they don't like him. And, you know, it's like the Romneys and the other people, the Bushes, that they don't like it. They don't like that somebody comes in there and changes, wants to change things, and that he's addressing things that have never been addressed before. Like, how about immigration? How about actually securing our borders so we can get our arms around who's coming into this country so we can make decisions about it? What about things just as simple as jail reform? He's going into prison reform, and what about jobs? What about the number of jobs? The number of for people of ethnic minorities are at the lowest. They're at their lowest unemployment rate in decades with jobs. And people that are in the middle class are seeing more and more money coming in. Then you turn around and you see GM with a heavy Clinton donor and all this as their GM, as their CEO, closes five plants. And expects to be able to do that. How come they have to close five plants and Toyota and BMW and these others are opening plants in the United States? Where's the difference there? How come we have to close plants and put 15,000 people out of work and all these other car companies are building plants in the United States? Somebody needs to explain that one to me.
Hmm. Well, number two, Brexit. Okay, could the UK be heading for a second vote on whether or not to leave the European nation? What was once an unthinkable question is now, according to British political experts, a serious possibility. That's because UK Prime Minister Theresa May has so far failed to engineer a graceful Brexit.
Getting out of out of the European Union. Oh no, the people are. I mean, the only reason that she won, or she's able, why she's still in office, because they had a lack of. Lack of confidence in her vote is that she promised to never run again. So they said, okay, you can stay in. And she said, I'm not going to run again after this. But she is the one that, you know, if you remember, the Great Britain, the United Kingdom, voted to leave the European Union for good reasons. And now they're trying to find ways that, well, maybe we shouldn't, maybe we should, rethink this and all that. I mean, it's ridiculous. And she's selling out her country right now. Just by the way she's handling some of the economic things. And then she can't even get that done. And the European Union wants to just flog the United Kingdom.
All right, two more. China. 100 Christians have been detained in China, raising concerns about the Chinese Communist Party's crackdown on religion. Among those detained is a prominent Chinese pastor and legal scholar who was reportedly arrested on allegations of inciting subversion of state's power.
Well, you know what? Right now, the number of Christians, the Christian community is under attack throughout the world. And China is just one of those examples. There's other places where their churches are being shut down. They want to, the Catholic Church, China wants to have the final say on who's being appointed of the leadership, who the bishops and all that in the Catholic Church there in China. I mean, what does that do? I mean, so does that mean that every time you go to confession that you've got to worry about being reported to the government? Mm. Let's not forget this. People seem to forget, oh, China is this China. China is a communist state. It will take your possessions. It will tell you how many kids you can have. It will tell you what you can read, what you can't read. Google's going along with it. Amazon goes along with it. Oh no, we'll just let them do this, and we'll get the, you know, so they can get the names of people, and they will tell you what you can read, what you can't read, what you can access on the internet. It says all this. Do not forget that Chinese is a totalitarian government. Yes, they have state-sponsored millionaires, ones that they say can be millionaires. They have state-sponsored economies. That's why they can build things for much cheaper than we can and then flood our market with it. Let's don't forget that just what China really truly is. They are somebody that we are going to be in combat with on the economic factors, on the economic face of the world. And it will be like this for a very, very long time. Let's not forget that. Let's not forget who they are and what they stand for. If they want to, they can take every Christian in China and arrest them. They can do it. And then what is the world going to do? Probably nothing. Maybe the United States will stand up, but nobody else will. We need to take a break right now. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading, the ones that started the medical program to help those on the street that are in danger for themselves or others by opening up 21 beds at Shasta Regional in a special area over there on an adjacent floor. All the different things they do, including being in the top 50 hospitals in the country when it comes to the cardiac care. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:30 in the morning, 42 degrees out there.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report, an in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales event. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with a hard-working Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable Sportsman. Or live your life wide open in a high-performance Razor. Find your dream machine at Polaris.com, then see your dealer for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Come celebrate the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967.
Offer valid in U.S. through 12/31/18, subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and drive.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio at KCNR1460.com.
And good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Monday morning. It's currently 46 degrees, and it looks like we're going to have a slight chance of showers today with our highs of 53.
At 8:34 in the morning here at KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. We're looking out at the road right now from our new studios, looking out at the street. I'm getting a good shot of people going by. I'm looking at the U-Haulet across the street. It hasn't moved yet. Hey, but this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold.
Isn't our table wonderful? Mike Huber. Like
Mike Huber, state granite and things.
Made our table.
Gosh, it's made of quartz.
And it's beautiful. Gosh, I don't know. It's rather large. And then, we had Lou White come in and help us lay the woodwork down on the inside of the table. And then Bob Belongi and Ashley Essis have been working very diligently, and so that we could be up and on in our brand new studio today, which marks our 10th anniversary. Actually, Friday would have been our 10th, but here we are, beginning of the week. What a lovely surprise. I was in tears when I came in this morning because this has been a long time coming. As you know, we've been talking about it. It's been about 6 months since we actually – it's been a year, actually. It was January 2 that we started to paint. An eagle eye came in and painted the studio. So it's been a long process. Well, Carl,
I have a new one.
Do you have a new one? I have one too, from the top five things you need to know today, world headlines.
Okay, give me that one, and then I'll tell you another one that's even better.
This is according to the things you need to know before you leave Hungary. Ongoing protests in Hungary's capital of Budapest took a violent turn yesterday. Thousands gathered to protest new legislation they call a slave law, because it would ask workers to take on up to 400 hours of overtime a year. The law was passed by Hungary's parliament last week. The government says the law would allow people to work and earn more, but critics say the policy, while voluntary, invites exploitation.
Well, what they're saying is, if you want to work an extra 2 hours or, 400 hours, you still get paid for it. But, okay, they're saying, oh, no, they'll be forced to work if they don't want to, which kind of ties into what I'm reading right now, because it sounds almost too good to be true. But companies around the world that have cut their work week have found that it leads to higher productivity, more motivated staff, and less burnout. Whoa.
Oh, my God.
We have people waving.
Heavenly
donuts
from a girlfriend donuts. Who's totally into fitness.
Okay. In New Zealand, insurance company's Perpetual Garden reported a fall in stress and a jump in staff engagement after it tested a 32-hour week earlier this year. So, you know what? Is that a good idea? Even in now, Japan, which, people kill themselves. People kill themselves if they're work and the stress over this. And what they've found out is, hey, look, we're going to offer this too. You take off Monday mornings. Well, the Japanese workers are just ignoring that because I can't take a day off. I can't take a whole day off because I'm working 100 hours a week. That would mean I could only work 90 hours a week. So it's not working in Japan right now.
No.
Now, people are saying the 4-day work weeks, if you do 10 hours a day, and then you're off on Fridays, gives you a 3-day weekend. Is that better than working doing an 8-hour day 5 days a week? I kind of like the idea because by the time you end up working anyway, you're still there for 10 hours. Ashley just rolls in here.
What do you think?
What do you think about that?
Almost everybody I know that has the option from working 4/10s or 5/8s always chooses the 4/10s. I don't know anybody off the top of my head that would prefer the 5/8s.
I know. That's the way I feel.
Well, when you think about it, you gear up to go to work. Mm-hmm. So Why not just pop in those extra couple hours a day, knowing that you're going to get Friday, Saturday, and so, well, you get Saturday and Sunday off anyway, but you get a full yeah. day off.
And like one of my friends does, because it's a 24-hour shift, there has to be somebody there all the time. She gets Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off right now. And so she's having all of that time off really helps. And her husband gets weekends off, and so they're able to take care of the dog and shift that way. But mm-hmm. it's so much easier across the board to have the 3 days off in a row to get to do what you need to do. And mm-hmm. a lot of time at 8 hours doesn't always feel like quite enough to get the job done.
Well, that's one of the things they're saying is that, you know, during the Industrial Revolution, people ended up taking the weekends off because they used to be working seven days a week. So they started taking the weekends off. But in today's robotics and all these other things in the modern world, they think that they could probably do that. But one of the things that was talked by a trends expert at J. Walter Thompson said there was a growing backlash against overwork, underlined by a wave of criticism after Tesla boss Elon Musk tweeted that nobody ever changed the world on 40 hours a week. Well, I think that's probably true. But there's a difference between people like Elon Musk and us and everybody works in radio than in the most people, other people out there that if they, you know, I see what you're saying. I could do 10 hours a day, 4 days a week, and have mm-hmm. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off, or Saturday, Sunday, Monday off.
What
you would do is kind of, you know, if you had a lot of people, you would probably change that in such a way. You'd rotate that through. But I don't know. I've seen that. I've seen it in other countries. Mm-hmm. And it seemed to work.
I think I'd rather have Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for me.
Because Mondays are terrible.
Well, it's just after the weekend. Tuesday could be a good Monday.
Now, this is our company right here. This is Free Fire Radio. It says that after a recent survey of 3,000 employees in 8 countries, including the United States, Britain, and Germany, found that nearly half thought they could easily finish their task in 5 hours a day if they did not have interruptions. But many are exceeding 40 hours a week anyway, with the United States leading the way, where 49% say they worked overtime. Now, if you think about it, if you can just concentrate and focus, look at everything you all did yesterday in that one day.
Mm-hmm.
That's been, you know, but you can't, it's hard to do that during
but
the day.
We didn't have our bosses in there.
You didn't have me in there walking in.
They didn't have somebody looking over our shoulder.
I wasn't in there saying, hey, how can I help?
Yeah.
You know, and you can
and
say,
what about this and what about
me,
that?
Go give me a left-handed wrench, Carl. Oh, okay. And 3 hours later, I came back and said, you're just kidding.
What's a left-handed wrench?
Yes, what's a left-handed wrench? No, but this is, I can understand, if you could just focus on the job mm-hmm. and just do that, you could probably, you know what, some days, have you ever noticed how some days you can just get everything done? Because you've made a list or you've done something that enhances your ability just to, okay, I need to get
close
these seven
the
things done. And, you know, and you get them done well before the 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's phone calls, sometimes it's email, sometimes, but it's like 7 things you have to do.
Well, I want to thank Michelle, too. Michelle, thank you for coming by and bringing us
Michelle, we love you.
Heavenly Donut.
Yes.
I'm going to have one today.
Oh,
you know, I mean, I don't indulge every day, but I think it's a donut day, so we appreciate that.
And she works over at Anderson's Peak Performance, so I think she's trying to tell us something, too. You have those donuts now because
it's
the beginning of the year, you guys.
We are.
Yep. She's coming down. They're sending Segways over for us. And that we ride them over to Adams Peak Performance, every day. Or they're going to send a car and 2 big guys named Guido. Guido, when they both have broken noses, and they're going to go, this is Guido
A. They're
going
to pick you up by your arms and say, you have no choice, Carl.
They're just bringing us in there. Just say, just get in the back.
Hey, numbers, 37.3%. That's today's number. What do you think that represents? 37.3%.
The number of statistics that are made up on the spot?
And it's a percentage of 12th graders, that's high school seniors, who reported vaping in the past year.
Yeah, I would not have guessed that at all.
No, okay.
I was thinking maybe something Christmas.
No, according to a new study, vaping has seen a huge increase among teens in recent years, but in general, drug and alcohol use among teens has decreased. So vaping's the new... it's an epidemic, actually. All right. So then also, of course,
we have is a break. So
before we finish, California is dropping its idea to tax
text
messages.
You know what? You know what? You talk about getting people excited.
Ooh.
The first time, and I saw something the other day, was when, you know, kids don't usually get too excited until they found out that they were going to start taxing text. And if you know what? We have friends that just say, just text me. Don't call me.
Yeah, just
text me. I do that to Lighty because he's always on the phone, so I'll text him and say something horrible, and then he has to respond eventually. But
I'm more inclined to respond to a text.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. I mean, it's getting to be, you know, that the internet is so slow, and you don't do emails, and so you don't even call anymore. Now you're texting. Don't text me, bro. But here's the thing, is that now people talk the way they text. In these little short staccato sentences that mean nothing.
Or emojis.
Yeah, or emojis.
If you're talking in emojis,
I'd like to see that.
Without little clouds and cartoons, then I'll be impressed.
All right, let's take a quick break here. Maxwell Insurance and Financial brings us this segment. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. I tell you what, Judy Maxwell is a super, super person. Been in the business since 1993. Seniors, veterans, families, business owners, all that she's been able to help. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. You know, Judy Maxwell cares about the people that she interacts with. She cares about the people of Reading. That's Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back after these messages, Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:45 in the morning here on the 17th of December, 2018. 46 degrees going up to about 56 today.
Mid-50.
We'll be right back.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
For over 45 years, the original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, an LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Page's Coffee Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Page's Copy Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business copy, print, and mailing services. Give Page's a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
On December 20th, a favorite State of Jefferson holiday tradition returns to Redding's historic Cascade Theater with a Celtic Christmas. Tamashin Foley's heartwarming holiday frolic returns with all new stories, music, and dances that celebrate Irish culture and the giving spirit of Christmas. A Celtic Christmas, December 20th at 7:30. Tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Oh, I like this.
Christmas must come this time each year.
Keep playing Christmas music, you might get me singing along.
Yeah. Hey, welcome Love back it. To Free Fire Radio here in our Happy. Brand new studios at KCNR 1460 as we watch all the traffic going by. And you know what? I'm gonna have to get used to this because something will go by and I'll kind of like look over there, like anything shiny. I'll take a look
squirrel.
At squirrel, squirrel, squirrel. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his crew are teaching on over 40 counties here in California, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Whether it's CCW, unarmed combat, protecting your home, defensive pistol, basic pistol, any of these. They can learn it all at Northern Firearms Instruction. Look online at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Okay, two stories. One sad, one funny. Sad one in Yukon, grizzly bear killed a woman and child. And when the husband came back, it attacked him, but he was able to kill the bear. Not unusual for bears, you know, see so many bears up there, but unusual for them to attack. The other one, of course, is in England, these people have this beautiful parrot. This parrot likes to dance and sing. But one of the things it has learned to do is order by Amazon Alexa to order stuff like strawberries. It ordered a kettle. It ordered bananas and ice cream. It ordered all of these things.
On Amazon?
On Amazon Alexa.
Oh,
the parrot ordered. And they were trying to figure out. They were trying to figure out why we're getting all this strange stuff. And it was the parrots over there dancing, you know, dancing to the Alexa. And then it would just, you know, start ordering stuff. And Alexa would go along with it.
I think that's funny.
You realize you just tripped off every Echo speaker in our listenerhood.
That's right, because you know when you think about it, it's like the 3-year-old. Have you seen the 3 and 5-year-olds are ordering things over Alexa? So, okay. The number what we got this week. This week we have the sheriff's going to be with us. Dr. Kara Tennant's going to be with us. Oh, on Thursday we have. Julie Winters, the mayor, is going to be here along with Barry Tippett and the traffic engineer who did the traffic plan for Costco. As you know, we've been doing spending a lot of time on the different aspects of Costco being up there on Pacelli. And we've had both sides on it. Now we're going to have the city. Have the city roll in and tell us why they think that this can work with the questions on the traffic plan and what this will be means for our city. This is not over by any means yet, all the things that we're going to be talking about when it comes to that and other aspects of construction in our fair city, especially what's going on downtown. They're talking about right now all the plans that are being done and changed for our county courthouse, which could start. They could be putting that fence up this week around the whole area and then start construction in January.
Fantastic. That's so exciting.
So you have
a couple things too. You know, I love this stuff. I've always been into anything that has to do with Egypt and archaeology when it comes to they've recently just unearthed a 4,400 year old tomb of a priest dating back that many years in a pyramid complex just south of the capital of Cairo. He was a high priest. And in the tomb, it said he was the fifth dynasty reign of King Neferkare. Is decorated with scenes showing the royal priest alongside his mother, wife, and other members of his family. It contains more than a dozen niches and 24 colorful statues of the cleric and members of his family. It's just, you know, it's amazing things that date back that far, and I've always just find it fascinating, mm-hmm. their symbolism. And speaking of symbolism, too, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is going to be, you know, every year they do their inductees. And so this year, I'm going to name those. 2019 will be the band The Cure, Def Leppard, Janet Jackson. This is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, class of 2019 inductees. Stevie Nicks, well, really, she's never been inducted before. That's amazing. Radiohead, Roxy Music, and The Zombies.
What about Nickelback?
Can
somebody
maybe
tell me what the
to be
joke
at least
is?
25 years.
Can somebody tell me what the joke is about Nickelback?
Everyone, at least online, has an opinion about Nickelback. Most people, they've kind of become a joke, but there are a strong few who really enjoy Nickelback, and so.
I probably have heard
well,
Nickelback,
they're not 25 years.
What I hear, though, is just all these, you know, you see these comments, mm-hmm. memes, a lot of memes about Nickelback.
Making fun of them,
but I wonder why.
Well, the inductees are recognized for having contributed over 25 years of musical excellence. So some of the, you know, like Maroon 5, they wouldn't be yet because they haven't been around for 25 years.
I've been singing for 25 years. Nobody's, you know, approached me about this. I guess, you know, you have to have things like a record and a voice and, you know, some kind
rock
of...
Rock and roll, I think she has the better chance.
She has a better chance at that. Okay, you're probably right.
Well, you know, okay, these guys, this is what they do. That's all they do. So, what do you think of the football games? I know we're towards the season here. Were there a lot of upsets?
Here's the one thing I want to talk about before we get to that.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday night,
Ooh.
We went to see... The Los Mariachis.
Los Campaneros.
I can't begin to tell you. This is another one of those things that Linda pulled me to.
Drug you to.
I sat there and I was clapping. And, you know, it was 2 hours of music. I didn't understand hardly a word except Niña and Feliz Navidad. I got that.
Important.
But it was so good. And, you know, it wasn't a huge crowd, but it was a good crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, raining, and all this. And now here's the thing is, you kind of get to feeling like they'd start to sing a song. And the whole crowd would erupt and they're singing along with it.
So
you
good.
Have no idea what it's about. But you think, oh, you know, it's really a happy song, obviously. And mm-hmm. then everybody, you know, so then they come up and they sing the next song. And the same thing, they just erupt. The whole crowd starts singing and the clapping. But you have no idea what the song is. But it was still really cool because, you know, they spoke English in there and mm-hmm. talked to us. But it was almost every song was in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And it was beautiful. And it told stories of Christ's mm-hmm. birth. And they had dancers on the stage. I mean, it was really good. And I mean, you don't have to understand the words.
The best thing about music.
Right.
To actually appreciate that because it was, you listen with your heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So recently we went to go see Ten Tenors.
So
you think of the Ten Tenors. These guys were like, and they're singing in, well, they were singing in English and all different things, but you think of a lot of times Italian opera and that kind of thing. But, so imagine those kinds of voices, these singers in Los Campaneros were just as good. It just took us on a complete musical journey, and mm-hmm. there were 5 violins, 2 trumpet players that were amazing, the musicianship. Then, of course, you had a harp, you had the big bass, guitar, and 2 other guitars, and they all sang at the top of their lungs in ways that was the most beautiful articulate harmony. They came down and they played in the crowd with violins everywhere. I mean, it was emotional. It was passionate. It was emotional. It was just, I'm so glad that we got to see them. They've won 3 Grammys. They've been nominated for 5. They've won 3 Grammys, and also they played on Linda Ronstadt's. She's done, one or two albums that were in Spanish because she's, you know, Mexican heritage. And so we were taken away, which music does. It took us away on a journey that was fantastic. And feeling the love in the room was amazing.
And it was, they came out into the crowd and they offered their microphone to this one young man because people were singing along. And this guy just hits it. I mean, he's good. and he was good enough that the gentleman that was, had the, you know, one of the singers that was taken out, they had the microphone. He just sits down. He goes, go on. Go on. So go up on the stage. But it was just an enjoyable night. And it, what I'm trying to get across to people is, oh yeah. Well, mariachi. I mean, you think of some. You think of mariachi music like some. You know, like I said last week, somebody's pouring a leaning over you, blowing a whistle, and pouring tequila and a margarita mix in your mouth.
This is the true art form.
And then shaking your head. But this was absolutely
like
great.
Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass. You think of great trumpets and great arrangements. That's what you heard as well that night.
Okay. Hey, you know what, everybody? This is wonderful. Having been in our new studio, and again, I just want to thank Bob Belongi and Ashley Esses for being in here for like 12 hours yesterday and getting all of this finished. And come on down and see it. Yeah, come on down and see it and come in and let us show it to you. Okay, have a great day. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.